Here is the big stupid question of the day. Finish this sentence. How is it we can land on Mars, but we can't fill in the blank? How is it possible we can land on Mars, but we can't fill in the blank? We can't come up with a low-calorie ice cream that tastes the same as regular ice cream, huh? How is that possible? Because I love ice cream. And I love Halo Top, too. Don't get me wrong. It's just not the same. Once you've had, you know, the Breyers. I ran across a new Breyers a couple of weeks ago. I was just getting over the Rona, and I was like, I deserve this, and I bought it, and I took it home. And it's like a blackberry cheesecake flavor. Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. And once you've had it, I still have, you know, 3/4 of the carton here because I can't bring myself to eat more than a scoop. But man, oh man, once you've tasted that, you're like, yeah, that Halo Top and that Enlightened stuff, good try. But let's face it, you're not quite there, guys. You're not quite there. I don't get it because we have come up with fat-free salad dressing. I can't taste the difference. You could put a taste test for me with, say, Catalina or ranch. Fat-free versus regular, I would never be able to any time I got it right, it would be because of just a luck of the draw, a flip of the coin.
I know this is blasphemy, but would you consider trying the vegan ranch dressing that Hidden Valley's putting out?
No, it's not blasphemy, actually, because for a good long while last year when I was losing all the weight and keeping it off, I was vegan for a couple of days a week, 2 or 3 days a week. I got a little less serious about it, and now I tend to just be vegetarian. I mean, I'll just eat a salad. Sometimes it'll have cheese on it and whatnot. But I don't know. One thing I know about that stuff and all vegan things, really expensive, like much more expensive than the normal kind. So, but we managed to get fat-free dressing that tastes like regular dressing, fat-free cheese, or at least significantly reduced fat cheese that tastes the same as regular cheese. I don't understand how it is we can't figure out how to make an ice cream that pleases somebody like me who likes to eat ice cream but doesn't want to, you know, be a fat tub of goo. That's right, I said fat tub of goo again. That's a callback. Taco Bell has unveiled a new crispy chicken sandwich taco. That's right. Even Taco Bell has entered the chicken sandwich wars. At what point do we just throw up our hands and say, this is Thunderdome. It's a madhouse. The crispy chicken sandwich taco features a piece of crispy tortilla chicken and signature creamy chipotle sauce on folded puffy bread in the shape of an iconic taco. A spicy version is also available. Taco Bell's crispy tortilla chicken is made by marinating premium all-white meat chicken in jalapeno buttermilk, then seasoned with bold Mexican spices, all rolled in a crunchy tortilla chip coating and fried up until golden. You can find this for a limited time in Nashville, Tennessee and Charlotte, North Carolina. They go for about $2.50. This is obviously a test, and hopefully it will become nationwide next year. We'll see. I'm looking at a picture of it, and I'm going to say I'd give it a shot. I'd do the spicy one. I would.
It's got jalapenos on it, so it can't be too spicy.
It's spicy, but it doesn't look like it's over the top, and I like the puffy bread, and it's fried chicken, and it's Taco Bell. And let's put it this way. If everybody wants to go to Taco Bell and I'm not in the mood for tacos, then I'd get a crispy chicken, you know, sandwich taco, and we'd be fine. McAllister has added a new Godiva chocolate double cheesecake because they love you and they want you to die young. McAllister's Deli sweetens up their dessert menu, Godiva Chocolate Double Cheesecake, featuring rich Godiva cheesecake baked with chunks of milk chocolate, topped with chocolate mousse, chocolate ganache, and chocolate whipped cream. The new dessert available by the slice for $4.99, only 620 calories and 46 grams of fat, friends.
Hey, that's almost my daily allotment of fat in one serving. There you go.
I was going to say, but then it also has 7 grams of protein. So really, it's damn near a health food.
There it is.
Almost a health food. So close to being a health food. Subway unveils a couple of new subs, teaming up with NBA stars Jason Tatum and Draymond Green for the introduction of the new Bacon Tatum and Drapotle steak sandwiches. You know, here's the thing. last year's NBA championship, lowest rated in the history of the sport. If you ever go back and you get a chance to learn a little bit about the beginning days of the NBA, first off, it's a league that's not that old. I find that fascinating. Secondly, it was not that well received. America loved college basketball, didn't really have a lot of use for pro basketball, and wasn't really paying attention. America was what? A baseball sport. We're all about baseball, right? And so it was a struggle to get the NBA off the ground and moving under its own steam. Last year was the lowest rated since they actually started televising the damn things. Now, that's pretty bad. And it doesn't take a genius to see that it's most likely because, you know, the NBA got all woke and people are like, I'm not paying money to watch people put or even investing time to watch people with, you know, these social slogans on their jerseys and Black Lives Matter painted on the side of the court. You know, I'm interested in a distraction. This is not only not a distraction, this is actually putting me right back in the thick of the political crap that I'm trying to get away from. So what is it that Subway is thinking? Well, let's tie in with the NBA, you know, that league that's kind of on the outs. Seriously, more people watched the Hockey Stanley Cup last year than watched the NBA Finals. That's bad. That's bad. And Subway says, yeah, we should tie in with the NBA. What a good idea. The Bacon Tatum features turkey breast, bacon, spicy jalapeno, lettuce, mayo, red wine vinegar, and black pepper on Italian bread. The Dre Potley, which is supposedly Draymond Green's favorite footlong, features shaved steak, provolone cheese, green peppers, red onions, salt, black pepper, and chipotle Southwest sauce on Italian. It's basically a Philly cheesesteak with a little Southwest sauce thrown in. They're called Baller Subs. You can order them exclusively on the Subway app or at Subway.com. That's another thing. Yeah, as long as we're going to tie in with the NBA, let's also make these things hard to get. Let's make them difficult to get their hands on.
Well, make Richard, it so I mean, why would you want to be convenient? That makes no sense with a business.
It's like Gary Larson's comic about inconvenience stores where you walk in and everything's on shelves like 12 feet off the ground. That's an inconvenience store. Jimmy Dean, who is taking over your grocer's freezer in the breakfast section if you've ever been there, they've introduced new loaded sausage bites and omelet minis. What exactly is that? Well, it's a little cup of a thing that you are able to microwave. So the loaded sausage bites, sausage, egg, and cheese, and they're kind of in little nuggets, okay? And then you can get those with meat lovers or you can get it with turkey. And then Jimmy Dean omelet minis, bite-sized omelets, sort of the same thing except they're omelets. Sausage and cheddar or Gouda and bacon. They come in a single-serve microwavable cup that is ready to eat in under a minute. So rush right out to your grocer's freezer and give Jimmy Dean your money if you are so inclined.